This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Paul Ruzicka, R-U-Z-I-C-K-A, Paul, P-A-U-L. Date of birth is 2/5/1938. Date of service is 1/28/2026. Mr. Ruzicka is a very pleasant 87-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, not on BiPAP, history of chronic kidney disease, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, atrial fibrillation, history of peripheral neuropathy, gout, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and Gilbert syndrome. Was admitted to the hospital after he had fallen. He states he has had several falls. He is on blood thinner. He was reaching for his refrigerator from his wheelchair when he fell, hit his head, no loss of consciousness, denied any chest pain, denied being dizzy or lightheaded, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, no upper respiratory symptoms. He was brought to the emergency room. He had was seen in the ER. Oxygenation was 98%, blood pressure was low, hemoglobin was stable, his sodium was level was slightly low. He was seen by trauma and orthopedic surgery with no plans for intervention. He had CAT scan done, which did reveal multiple rib fractures, thoracic spine fracture, and pubic rami fracture. Neurosurgery also saw the patient with no immediate plans for surgery. Recommendations were to do neuro checks, admit to hospital, and blood thinners were being held. He was physical and occupational therapy were consulted. He was weight bearing as tolerated with a walker at all times and assistance. A cappella device was recommended as well as incentive spirometry. He was restarted on his home dose of torsamide and spironolactone. Kidney functions being monitored. Patient was also started on his warfarin, continuing on Lyrica. He was found to have a thyroid nodule for which outpatient follow-up was recommended. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital. and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he said that he's feeling weak, but otherwise denies any headaches, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea. No other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of recurrent falls, history of Barrett's esophagus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, sleep apnea, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of gout, peripheral neuropathy, and history of recurrent falls. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, sinus surgery, total knee arthroplasty, and partial hip surgery and appendectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to hydroxyzine. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations. He does have history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Complaints of chest wall pain with recent slight subacute rib fractures. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. History of Gilbert syndrome. History of pneumobilia, for which GIA has been following. History of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Nitrourinary, history of BPH, history of chronic kidney disease, otherwise stable. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of recurrent falls, degenerative joint disease. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, history of recurrent falls. All of the symptoms were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Neurological exam, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, recurrent falls, generalized weakness, next, multiple rib fractures, next, left pubic rami fracture, next, acute transverse plane fracture of the T11 vertebral body. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, stage 3A. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, sleep apnea. Next, BPH. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his PTINR, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. He was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with physical and occupational therapy. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.